Hello, everybody. I would like to welcome you to our build-up session today, the third of the month of December 2025. And to God be all the glory. Thank God for the opportunity that we have. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. Our hearts full of gratitude for your grace, for your love, and for your mercy. Thank you for the blessed opportunity to be built up in our faith by you. Our hearts and our minds are open to receive your word. In Jesus' name, amen. And today I bring you God's word on a title, God Takes Pleasure in Your Prosperity. God takes pleasure in your prosperity. And let me read from Psalm 35 and verse number 27. Psalm 35 and verse number 27. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let them shout for joy and be glad. Ha, 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 ha. Woo, hallelujah. Since the scripture said shout for joy, you have to do it. You know what? You should learn how to respond to God's word. It says, let them shout for joy and be glad who favor my righteous cause. Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Did you read that? Did you see that? He says, God has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. He has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. That's amazing. That tells you he likes it. You see, your prosperity is not something else that you only desire and all that. It is something else that is at the heart of your Father. Oh, no wonder Jesus told them, he says, it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. God loves you. You have to understand that, right? Now, what makes God happy, or what pleases God, is his will. His will pleases him. And this tells you that prosperity is God's plan for your life. It's God's design for your life. All right? He says he takes pleasure in your prosperity. Oh my goodness. He takes pleasure in your welfare. He takes pleasure in your progress. He takes pleasure in your advancement in life. Spirit, soul, and body. You see, I'm showing you the scriptures so that you can know the mind of God. Don't get what people say out there, out of their own thinking, that all life is like this, all life is like that. As a child of God, the Bible is your blueprint. The Word of God gives you the mind of God, your Father. You see? He is the one who has got the description of your life more than anybody else. Whether it is your neighbor, whether it is a politician, or whoever it is, they don't have that right to have that real definition of your life except the one who made you. And the Bible says he takes pleasure in your prosperity. All these words are bringing faith to you. My God, faith to you. That is going to help you live this life every day. You see, I don't accept poverty. You see, since the days when I understood this, so many years ago, since I understood this, I've never accepted poverty in my life. No way. No way. I've never accepted penury in my life. No way. He takes pleasure in my prosperity. Never accepted sickness as a status quo. No. God takes pleasure. Do you understand what that means? He takes pleasure in me doing well, in me excelling, spirit, soul, and body. He takes pleasure. He does not take pleasure in your backsliding. The Bible says, if any man draws back, God is not going to be pleased with him. You see? He does not take pleasure in backsliding. He doesn't take pleasure in failure. No. He says he takes pleasure in the prosperity. And remember, I've told you that what pleases God is his will. So this tells you that prosperity is God's will for your life. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. and it can never be his will without making a provision for it. Listen to me hard. God can never have that one at his heart without making a provision for it for you. No! That means God has made already a provision in Christ Jesus for your prosperity. No wonder the Bible tells us in Ephesians 1 and verse number 3 that we are blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He says we are blessed with every spiritual blessing. Oh my God. That is the mother of any blessing physically you can talk about. He says we are blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Leaving out nothing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He takes pleasure in your advancement. He takes pleasure in your prosperity. That means your prosperity reveals his glory. That's what it means. It's a mark of his goodness in your life. It's a mark of his glory in your life. Your prosperity, your doing well, your excelling, your advancement. Blessed be God. And you have to understand two things, really. Your prosperity, number one, it shows, or it is a testament of his love. God loves you. Think about the fathers that we have in the earth. What kind of a father would wish their children to be suffering, to be poor, to be sickly? No! Unless if something is wrong in their mind, in their head. But even those that are not Christians, even those that are not born again, they don't even think that way. Remember what Christ said one day. He says, you being evil, you know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more your heavenly Father? Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God loves you. And your prosperity is on his heart. And he has made all the provisions for it concerning you. Your prosperity is God's will. That's what you have to understand. It's God's will. And it's a mark of his love. God loves you. And because he loves you, he has channeled his goodness towards you. That reflects in your prosperity, glory to God. And you have to understand prosperity in all dimensions, spirit, soul, and body. That's why 3 John chapter number 2, the Bible tells us that, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper. You see, be in health in your body, even as your soul prospers. So he talks about spiritual prosperity. He talks about your body being well, fit, health, no disease, no sickness. And he talks about material prosperity. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In all its dimensions, it is God's will for your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And apart from showing that God loves you, a mark of his love for your life, the second thing, it's something else about his kingdom. This prosperity doesn't just show that God loves you. This prosperity is granted, is designed to be so relevant to the expansion of his kingdom in the earth. That means the expansion of the influence of the kingdom of God in the earth. That's what you have to understand. The achievement of his agenda. You see, this prosperity, you have to see it as an agent to the fulfillment of God's purposes in the earth through you. Oh my God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God forever. It's for the sake of his kingdom. Number one, he loves you. Number two, it's for the sake of his kingdom. For the sake of the expansion of his kingdom. Think about it. When you are thriving and excelling financially, it speaks into the expansion of God's kingdom. Think about your giving into God's work. Now, think about your healthy prosperity. When your body is fit, you are sound in your health and in your body. That's how you can serve God well. How are you going to serve God well when you are bedridden? You see, the Bible says your feet showed about the preparation of the gospel of peace. That means, you see, there's a movement. But if your body is beaten by sickness and disease, how is it going to be done? You see? So I want you to to see this prosperity as significant in the expansion of the kingdom of God in the earth. That means the expansion of the influence of God's kingdom among his people through you. So God has planned the prosperity for you so that it speaks into the agenda of the kingdom of God. Where you become, oh my goodness, men to keep Rahadola Gasandala Hasia. You become relevant in the expansion of God's work in the earth. Relevant spiritually, relevant materially, relevant financially, relevant even, you know, by certain activities that require your very involvement in the body. So that you don't have all these excuses because you are not feeling well in your body, you are sick in your body, you can't pray, you are sick in your body, you can't go and preach the gospel, you are sickly, you are all these kind of things. Listen, it is not God's plan for your life. This prosperity package, which is all-inclusive, spirit, soul, and body, is granted to you so that it is an agent in the expansion of his agenda, the fulfillment of his will amongst men through your life today. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So that you become a son and a daughter of consolation. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Aye, mando robasiata. Do you know Barnabas in the Bible? He had a property. He sold the property and brought the money to on the feet of the apostles. They called him Barnabas, which means the son of consolation, the son of encouragement. You become an encouragement financially. Wherever you are, you become an answer. You see, the prosperity that is instrumental in the expansion of the kingdom of God, in the work of God's kingdom. You see, so apart from showing that God loves you, he takes pleasure in the prosperity, God loves you. Secondly, it's about his kingdom. It's about his work. You see, it's about his work. Thank you, Lord. So you have to understand prosperity is a mark of his glory in your life. It's a mark of his glory in your life. Glory to God. Think of Abraham, whom you call, he's called the father of faith. Abraham is called the father of faith in the scriptures. When you read Genesis chapter number 13 and verse number 2, blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Genesis chapter number 13, let me read you quickly to you. And verse number 2, what does the Bible say? It says, Abraham was very rich in livestock, in silver, and in God. That's a father of faith. That's your father. How could you be poor? The Bible says, look to Abraham. From whence you were healed. That means from whence you originate. He's a father of faith. Blessed be God. The Bible says Abraham was very rich in livestock, in silver, and in God. Listen, that's the story of your life. Don't take the definition from the newspaper. No, don't define yourself by, you know, the conditions of the place where you are, the country where you are, the nation where you are. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You belong to another kingdom. You have to understand. Jesus Christ said, my kingdom is not of this world. It's not from this world. That means we have got a different set of rules and policies. It is not from this world, but it invades this world and exerts its influence on this world. Blessed be God. Abraham was very rich in livestock, in silver, and in God. And he is the father of us all in faith. How could your life be different? The Bible says God takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Your prosperity is his pleasure. Begin to think that way. You're doing well. Your health, your prosperity financially, your prosperity materially, your excelling in life is God's pleasure. That means he is displeased with anything substandard. He is displeased with anything that deviates from his will for your life. Oh, your faith is strengthened. Your faith is energized. You can say together with me these words. My life is for the glory of God. My life is for the glory of God. I prosper in every way because my prosperity is the pleasure of my Father. Say, I prosper in health. I prosper materially. I prosper financially. Because prosperity is the glory of God revealed in me. Mento korabasi katekele boshandala balaketekele bibiya rakapato korabasi takarabaya. Oh Lord, we thank you. Lord, I give you praise. Thank you for your children. Thank you for inspiring them. Thank you for seeding faith and encouraging faith and growing faith. In the blessed name of Jesus Christ, to you be all the glory, to you be all the honor. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you all. God bless you all. Thank you.